good news to bring. And this is why I sing all my joys with you I share. I plan to take a trip on the good old gospel ship and go sailing through.
It's July, it's too hot, it's 2022. The world sure seems to be in one heck of a state, but we have amazing music here on Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, and we're going to try to lose ourselves in it. That was the Jamaican Gospel 45 by Brother Nicky, Good Old Gospel Ship. That was a pretty popular song in Jamaica, several recordings of it. Right now, we're going to go back to the future for some hippie space gospel music. The delightful planetary peace and wave motion. And I think today's show will be legitimately all over the place, but I hope you like it. Okay, once again, planetary peace.
Thank you. Sky, Lord, in the sky. join now. Good men did join now. Good men did join now. Try to pray. You had better try to pray. You had better try to pray. Well, you better try to pray. Well, your house is burning down. Well, your house is burning down. Well, your
Jesus. Right. because somebody in the church is not a deacon. He'll raise a storm. Somebody else over here can't do like he wants to do in the church. He'll pardon somebody else's mind. And a weak-kneed preacher done destroyed his character. And the church want to get rid of him. And if that church is not united together, no doubt that weak preacher will separate and split the church. And watch on your word and start something else that will allow the tempt of the devil. It'll give him an end there. And that split, no doubt, will never be nothing worthwhile.
Stand together in unity. To give unity, give success in battle. John 20:11 said, so all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knitting together as one man. I never have seen a war fought with one man. It takes unity. It takes standing together to pull off a battle. Because the enemies are wise. It takes drill. It takes sacrifice. It takes standing together. It takes dressing just alike. It takes moving at the same command. Always. Everyone to gain the victory. And if it takes unity to win a battle in this world and a worldly war, how much more does it take for the church to stand together in these times? We should stand together and must stand together. Everyone to lift sin off the hinges and save the world for Jesus Christ. Unity. I here, let's see. Here is a poor paralytic man, a man that's paralyzed. His friends heard of Jesus going about through the country healing the sick and raising the dead. This poor man had a paralyzed stroke. He couldn't walk. He was confined to his bed. But he had some friends. They got their friend and put him on a pallet and started out for Jesus. The sick man is born of four. Now remember, the pallet had four corners, and no one man could possibly carry them all. It took all four of them. Every man had a corner to carry for himself. Support one of these men had been every once in a while. Let him go his corner to tend to something else. The tide of the progress were lost. And the sick man would never have reached Jesus. But every man stayed to his corner. Every man kept his hand on his corner. Until finally, they found where Jesus was. And you know the story. They knew, they didn't give up. Their house was bent. They couldn't get through the crowd, through the door. They couldn't elbow their way to Christ, through the door. But they didn't give up. These four men was in union. They said, we'll go up on top and we let him down through the roof. You see these four men going up the narrow stairway. You see Jesus inside teaching and healing. After a while, you see the roof of the building torn up. After a while, Jesus looked up and he saw a pallet letting down from the roof. On the pallet, a poor sick man. Four shining faces looking down to see what would become of this sick friend. They laid him right at
sin may be forgiven you. Oh, blessed Lord.
And somebody there, brethren, began to grumble and said, how can this man forgive sin? But the thing about it, Jesus looked up and saw the four friends letting their friend down. Now let's show you a picture of the church bringing sin-sick humanity to the greatest position for healing, Jesus Christ. It's the business of the church to bring sin-sick humanity to Jesus. Hello!
Our sons and daughters, it's the only way to degradation. And our friends, it's the only way to degradation. And the world seems to allure people from the church. And it's natural, though my Jesus never did rebuke a sinner, but he was hard on hypocrites. Oh, Lord. And my daughter and my son, your daughter and your son, is on a march out yonder, going on down to degradation. And it's impossible for the world, for the church, bringing them back, accepting this stand together. I'm preaching one gospel and you preaching another gospel. Oh, Lord. The church don't know what to believe because we preachers are not together. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you one thing. Yeah, another brother telling you another. Oh, Lord. The ministers need to get together, find that force of together in union. Everyone, God's kingdom set up in this world.
You called me and I call you. Oh, Lord, over here on business for the king. Oh, Lord, don't you let me pray to the people, but help me to pray to you this evening. Oh, Lord. For the people will turn their back on me and stop the yells and won't hear me. But I know you'll hear me when I cry. Oh, Lord, bless this old Baptist convention that seems like we're rebaptized and got a better spirit now to wake in the future than we've had in the past. Oh, Lord, look on the presiding officer and the president of this convention. Bless these brethren that are holding up his arms. Oh, Lord, I know you'll hear my prayer. And I'm a member of your fine. I'm a legal organization to go in all the world. Oh, Lord, bless every brother that's here this evening. Oh, Lord, I don't want you to leave town and leave us here by ourselves. Oh, Lord, I want you to go in every home that every delegate is resting today. Oh, Lord, oh, my Father, oh, White Horse Rider, come over in here this evening and manifest yourself. Let us make an impression upon these gambling dives that the men of God are in town. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. I know your name is on my trust. Have mercy on me. And without you, I can't make it. Have mercy this evening. Oh, Lord, I can't help from calling you. Have mercy on me. I've been calling you, my Father, for 45 years. Oh, Lord. And the more I call you, I want to call you because your name is all my trust. You will not put my soul to shame, nor let my hope be lost. Oh, Lord. Angelina need you this evening. That's causing men to die. Oh, Lord. Have mercy on us. Take care of my Father. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. We don't sinners here this evening.
blessing my father. Now bless the mission workers. Bless the ministers. You know the world, the world, the world. Don't overhear us, our father. The world, the world. It's making walnuts on every hand. The world, the world. Ain't no friends of great. To help us on the God. The world, the world, the world. It got us wring our hands in trouble and killing vanity. And when the war is over, oh Lord, I can't pray no more. Oh Lord, I can't go no more. I'm going to lay down and die. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Because you love me myself, long before I knew what love is. And when my time's out, I've got to change calm and come in glory. And when I come down to the river, help me to pull off my war coolimits and leave them in the Navy Yard. Make my enemies out alive.
Well, this election, I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. There's a lot of erroneous ideas relative to the second coming of Christ. And a lot of folks are afraid about him coming. When you know the truth of it, you too will say with me, you'll be glad to see the sun when it comes. Now you listen at the wording of this composition.
I'll be glad to see the sun when it comes. Glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the Lord to get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. Jesus is coming shortly to judge the heart of men, receive, change, and glorify the church. The wicked he'll destroy, rid the world of sin, then set up his kingdom on this earth. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the Lord so I can get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he come. He went into a far country to prepare for us a home, to receive himself a kingdom and return. The righteous will be gathered, brethren, with him around the throne, while the wicked will be bound in bonds to bond. I'll be glad to see the sun when he come. Glad to see the sun when he come. Glad to see the Lord. Oh, I get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he come. He'll bind up the brokenhearted, then satisfy the poor. Open the prison house, brother, for them that's bound. Abase him that's high, exalt him that's low, and all the haughty proud will be brought down. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. Glad to see the sun when he comes. Glad to see the Lord to get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he come. He'll plead the cause of the needy, then hear the widow's cry, and God himself shall wipe away their tears. And in the first resurrection, brothers, the dead in Christ shall rise and live and reign with him 1,000 years. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. Yeah, brothers, I'll be glad to see the Lord and get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. He'll regard the proud, the destitute, you know, the down and out class. I say he'll regard the proud of the destitute, the poor he won't despise, but give to every man his just reward. Heal all our diseases, open the blinded eyes, and declare the day of vengeance of our God. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the Lord to get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached at God's command. The message be declared from door to door. He's chosen people gathered, brethren, and placed in their own land, and they never will be plucked up no more. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes. I'll be glad to see the Lord, and I get my sure reward. I'll be glad to see the sun when he comes.
Took me out from under the snow.
Found a white piccadilly.
They did a number that I done so.
Found a white piccadilly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh
gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. And the wages of sin is death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, he said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I said the gift of God is eternal life. Well, the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death. Read Romans 6:23. You can read about the cause of death. Hallelujah. St. Matthew 1:21. Tell you about that baby born that you may be blessed. Well, the gift of God is eternal life. Well, the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, the gift of God is eternal life. And the wedges off, sin is dead. Oh yes, the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. And the wedges off, sin is dead. Don't forget to read your Bible, dear one, that you might learn how God wants you to live. Amen. Now, St. Matthew 1:21. Tell you about that baby that was born of Virgin Mary. Born to save us from our sins. It's not the Father's will anywhere in the Bible that any of us should perish. Amen. That's why he gave his only begotten son. Said whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So that's what I'm working against now. Sin. Working against sin because Satan is so mighty. He's a mighty demon. He's just like he's taken his tail and pulled down a third part of the stars of heaven. Amen. So that's what he's done today. Got his old tattling tongue, lying tongue, crooked tail. Amen. To pull people's mind and health and strength and their ways and action and their intents, amen, from God. But don't forget, the gift of God is what? Eternal life, and the wages of sin is death. Now, Sister Missionary, why you keep on with us about life? It's not God's will for you to die. It's Lucifer's will. The gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. And the wedges of sin is death. I said the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. Wedges on sin is dead. Now you put away your transgression. Make you a new heart. I said, my God, have no pleasure in the death of man. He said to him, I will impart. Yes, the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. Lord, the gift of God. Hallelujah. Eternal life. And the wages of sin is death. Shout it. The gift of God is eternal. I found the gift of God is eternal life. Lord, the gift of God is eternal life. Wages of sin is death.
Will you be ready when the Son of Man comes? Oh, yeah. upon the things upon this earth? Will you be ready when the Son of Man comes? Oh yeah. Will you be ready when He comes? Will you be ready when He comes? Will you be ready when the Son of Man comes? Oh yeah. Then you should see the Son of Man coming, coming in a cloud with all power and great glory up in the sky.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. The hour is almost up. One of my favorite artists on the Nashboro label, tremendous 45 by the Holmes Sisters, Son of Man. They recorded, I think, about six 45s. I don't think more than that. Each of them are just phenomenal. Just so much energy, such beauty. Before that, The Gift of God is Eternal Life, Sister Gertrude Morgan from the Let's Make a Record record. Before that, going back to the 20s with Arizona Drains and Lamb's Blood Has Washed Me Clean. Before that, we heard a couple recordings that were made two transcription discs, so they're not the best sound, by John Lomax, and I believe his son Alan was along with him. And the recordings were made between July 11th and August 9th, 1942. We heard I'll Be Glad to See the Sun When He Comes by Charles Haffer Jr. Before that, Sermon on Kingdom Unity by Reverend H.F. Richardson. And those recordings were made in Clarksdale in Coahoma County. Before that, Reverend Gary Davis from the Blues to Gospel record, You Better Get Right. Before that, 1967, the Meditation Singers, great Detroit artists, recording for Checker, Don't You Want to Go. Before that, Spaceman 3, May the Circle Be Unbroken, mid-1980s, a very smart copying of Pop's staples. And we started off the set with Planetary Peace and Wave Motion. Right now, talking about how much I love the Holmes Sisters, well, let's hear another by them, another Nashboro 45, By His Word. Hope you have as good a week as possible. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
By His Word, I'll create it. By